Hey there, everyone. Well, Singapore started its vaccination program a couple of months ago. And you know, I received my first of two jabs yesterday. Well, being afraid of needles and blood, I naturally was hesitant of going through, but I voluntarily registered to go. Well, this ongoing program made me think of some of the gossip and talk that has been going around concerning the vaccination. And well, among them, some people not so keen to take the vaccine because they say that they are unsure or they don't believe in it. Others say they want to wait until another sweeping pandemic happens. Well, this means when the local cases happen, then they'll rush to receive the injection. Wow. Well, some others are waiting for a seemingly better vaccine to come out. Perhaps one jab. Well, I find it funny. Moreover, they say that one jab can maybe last longer, or they want to observe the test subjects like myself, or whether we mutate, or even more. Maybe I have an extra hand. I'm still waiting to see whether I have an extra hand, an extra eye, or maybe an extra nose, or whether I turn green. Nope. Those things have yet to happen, and I don't think they will. You know, it reminded me of us Christians. You see, many of us say yes to becoming Christians, or so we say. But we have trouble believing everything in the Bible or submitting to His Word, like the first category of people. Other Christians go into cruise control and only believe in God when trouble and trials happen. Then they go into a frantic praying mode and bargain with God using promises. They try to use God's word as the quick injection. The second group. And the third group, well, they are always looking from the outside, happy for the other Christians to do all the work as they sit and watch, because they believe that comfort is their calling. You know, the Bible says this in John chapter 12, verse 26. Whoever serves me must follow me. My servants must be with me everywhere I am. My Father will give honor to anyone who serves me. You see, my point is this. God has called us to serve Him and follow Him wholeheartedly and 100%. It's not wait and see. It's not when you feel like it. It's not at a given time. It's every time, anywhere, and no matter the feeling. God will see that and honor that. So remember that. I am DJ ELC, and welcome today to our Tuesday Music Mix here on Champion FM. Before I go on, Champion FM would like to say hello to a couple of listeners out there. Firstly, to Kajal Kumari, thank you for emailing us and saying hello. And to a huge fan, Mr. Zainal Abidin from Singapore, you are greatly appreciated. And yes, sir, to answer your question, the Gator Vocal Band does change their lineup very frequently. Yep, they do. On our show today, we showcase some great music featuring Matthew West, Seven Reeves, and a new single from Becca Shea. But first, here is Blue Tree with God of the City.
Yeah. I was raised in the heartland, taught to revere your name. I spoke it out on Sundays, other times used it in vain. Yeah, I'd stare up at the stars, seeking shelter from the noise. Sent up a thousand prayers, but I never heard your voice. Searching, searching for something real. My world came crashing down, fell empty to my bones. All my friends say they'd pray for me, but still I felt alone. So I drove off in my car, crying underneath the stars. Yeah, the songs on my radio spoke to my busted heart. In this brokenness I was free. That's the moment you became real to me. But the truth is running deep and wild, beyond what we can't see. I've danced in the sun, I've run through the rain, felt joy take the place of the sorrow and the pain. It took my everything, now I believe you became real. And the trials, hallelujah for the road and all the miles, hallelujah for the days of doubt and fear, hallelujah for the things that got me here, hallelujah for the questions and the trials, hallelujah for the road and all the miles, hallelujah for the days of doubt.
Christ lifted higher. So let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. So let your name.
And it's all about him.
And that was Dava McLean with Stronger, a single taken from 2014. We also heard from Sidewalk Prophets with Real to Me from the 2020 single release. Coming up, we have Matthew West and Sarah Reeves after these messages. What keeps you from following God is the title of our video of the day from the Skit Guys, and takes a close but humorous look at walking with God. Here is a short snippet just for you.
Hey, Grandpa, I got questions. And since I get to stay with you and Grandma for
yep.
the week, thought I'd ask you some questions.
Alrighty, shoot, partner.
Well, first question, why do I have a full beard?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a mystery, right?
Right. It's the men in our family. A lot of testosterone. Yep.
Grandpa. Yep. Grandpa, what does it mean when it rains?
Well, let me think. That means that the angels are crying. Mm-hmm. They're very sad. You've probably done something wrong.
Oh. Feels like a whole bucket of shame right there, Grandpa. Yeah.
Well, it worked in raising your dad, so, yeah.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Grandpa, what does it mean when it thunders?
That means the angels had chalupas for dinner the night before.
Watch this entire live skit on our film page on our website at championfmmusic.com after this broadcast. It's a brand new month and a brand new question. This April, we ask all our listeners, who was the most influential person in your life? Was it your father, your mother, a relative, or even a friend? Was it a teacher or some other person? Do let us know by going to our website and clicking on the pop-up link. Also, tell us how that person was influential in your life. It's Champion FM's Facts and Trivia on Tuesday, and it's all about hairy people. Yep, hairy people. And the first question is an easy one. Here goes. One Bible strong man lost his power when his long hair was cut off. Well, I know I have muscles, but I'm bald, so it's not me. Yep, not me. The answer? It was Samson. Like Samson and Delilah? Yep, Samson. Our second question is this. What twin brother of Jacob was born hairy? Nope, again, not me. I don't have a twin brother. His name? His name was Esau. Yep, Esau. Okay, and next. What son of David cut his long hair whenever it became too heavy for him? The answer? Absalom. Oh man, I'm so jealous. I can't even grow mine. Oh, come on, Absalom. Can I borrow some? And our final question is this. What did the Apostle Paul say that long hair is to a woman? Come on, you all got to get this. New Testament, come on. The answer, he said long hair was glory to a woman. Woo, glory. Well, that's all on Chapman FM's Facts and Trivia for today. Now it's back to more Tuesday Music Mix, and here is for King and Country, Tori Kelly and Kirk Franklin with the song Together.
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows. Sing it for the can't go back. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out. Life is now upside down. If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand.
We're
with our differences. Together we are bolder, braver, stronger.
I tried so hard to see it. Took me so long to believe it. That you choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never.
are paralyzed, 'cause the King of Heaven stands on my side. I've got my mind made up, I've got my eyes fixed on you. Nothing can hold me back, nobody can take me from you, from you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And that was Sarah Reeves with a stripped-down version of her track, Right Where You Want Me. We also heard from Becca Shea's latest single entitled Champion, released on the 26th of February. We hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music that Champion FM has played for you today on our Tuesday program. Well, I'll leave you with something by Matthew West entitled The Man Who Needed Grace. And do listen till the end for an interesting bonus piece with his son. I'm DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
Time there was a man who needed grace, with a trail of bad decisions left behind him. He had a heart full of guilty and a head hung in shame, feeling like forgiveness could never find him. But then the light broke through the dark, and the voice he heard said, who you were? Well, that's not who you are anymore. It's not the end. No, this is just where second chances begin. Oh, now I'm forever changed. And until my days are done, I'll be telling everyone about the God who loved the man who needed grace. Now the man who needed grace still knows how to make a mess. There's never been a day that found me perfect. All the grace just keeps on showing me exactly what it is. A gift that goes to those who don't deserve it. And nothing I could ever do compares to what's been done for me. I'm free and all because of you. My debt is paid, my sins are gone, and my soul can't stop singing this victory song. Ooh, now I'm forever.
chains. And until my days are done, I'll be telling everyone about the God who loved the man who needed grace. Yeah, I'm singing, oh, now I'm forever changed. And until my days are done, I'll be telling everyone about the God who loved the man who needed grace. Oh, until my days are done, I'll be telling everyone about the God who loved the man who needed grace. Yeah, until my days are done, I'll be telling everyone about the God who loved the man who needed grace.
Okay. Can you hear yourselves?
Yes.
Okay, so the album's over. And this is the part that people want when Lulu and Delaney sing. You ready? What are we singing a song about?
Nick, our dog.
Our dog. Never had a song before till now. You ready? One, two, three. This is the story of a dog named Nick. We taught him not to bite, and now he just licks. He's mostly potty trained, but still goes on the rug. And we think he likes his groomer more than he likes us. Nick, you're so fluffy, just like a bunny, but you're a puppy. Oh, Nick, your bad behavior makes us call the trainer, but we still love you, 'cause you're our Nick. Well, we brought you home on Christmas Eve to be the only other boy in this family. That's right. And that's how you got your name, Old Saint Nick. But you're anything but a saint, we're sure of this. That's right, come on now.
Oh, Nick, you're so fluffy, just like a bunny, but you're a puppy. Oh, your bad behavior makes us call the trainer, but we still love you, 'cause you're our Nick. Your bad behavior makes us call the trainer, but we still love you, you're our Nick.
Oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. Boop, boop. Oh!
This is Champion FM, and it's all about him.